officer. So not the two people we reported earlier, but one person has now been arrested. Now, Catherine Stewart joining me to talk about Hockey Night in Mongolia.
Yes.
Well, are you kidding me?
No, not at all.
I guess it makes sense in a way. I mean, Mongolia, they would have very cold areas in there, but
very cold.
The game of hockey has some impediments to entry, some barriers to entry.
Yes, I think you could say that. Some hurdles, if you will, but a couple of Canadian guys, and especially one Vancouver guy, is going to head on over and see whether he can jumpstart a hockey night in Mongolia, or at least a more robust community for hockey in Mongolia. So this all starts with a guy named Nate Leslie. He's here in Vancouver. He owns Leslie Global Sports, and they do skills development and coaching and train hockey coaches here in Vancouver and a little bit farther afield. And about 6 months ago, Nate wakes up, and among his emails that have come through, he notices one with a really unfamiliar flag next to the IP address. And he has to go to Wikipedia to check it out. It's red and it's blue and it's yellow. And it's the Mongolian flag. Somebody has emailed him overnight with a hockey question.
So I reached out to him and found out that he was the volunteer president of the Mongolian Hockey Federation. Wow, this is really neat.
So first of all, who knew there was a yes. Mongolian Hockey Federation?
I was going to step that back to he's the voluntary president of the Mongolian Hockey Association.
Yes, he is.
And not a paid position?
Not a paid position. Not exactly full-time. But that's the beginning of a really interesting friendship between the president of the Mongolian Hockey Federation and this guy, Nate, here in Vancouver. So you have this guy over in Mongolia who's incredibly passionate about elevating the game in his country. Originally, he had picked it up by watching, you know, Soviet workers skating on ice rinks when he was a kid. But there are a lot of obstacles, and Nate kind of crystallized those for me.
There are approximately 900 people playing in Mongolia. About a third of the population is actually still nomadic, not in the urban center, but just outside. People still following the herds across the bare landscape. There are about 6 outdoor rinks. That's it. No indoor rinks. So they're at the mercy of the Mongolian winter. The youngest kids, they actually won't let play because it can get so cold that it's dangerous for them. And one of the other major challenges is the kids that are playing are often wearing skates that are 5 sizes too big because they have to take a train to Siberia to find, that's the closest hockey store, is along the Siberian Railway.
Siberia, just to just to get play. Some skates. Just to get some skates.
And I thought having to get up at 6 in the morning to get early ice time and roll out of bed was tough.
We Canadians have it easy. But obviously the obstacles, you know, if you look at the International Ice Hockey Federation rankings, there are 49 countries. Mongolia is 49th after Hong Kong and Georgia and Greece and the United Arab Emirates, all higher in the rankings than Mongolia.
But they're getting started thanks to Canadians.
But they're getting started. So this isn't just a story about Mongolia. It's also the story of Nate and his brother, Bo, and they are going to Ulan Bator in Mongolia in February.
What a great idea.
And they're going to do this.
The goal is to go there, run coaching seminars, run a camp for the kids, and also to take as much equipment as Air Canada is going to let us on the flight with or potentially ship to so we can get more kids playing there in Mongolia.
That is unbelievable. Good for these guys because I'll tell you, hockey gear is not easy to travel with. It's not like taking soccer balls when you go to Africa to you know, sort of give to different kids and stuff. Hockey gear is hard to carry.
Yeah. One of the cool things, Nate told me that there are hockey clubs from all over the continent and as far away as New Zealand who have gotten in touch with him saying, hey, can we, you know, like help you out, donate some skates? Hopefully nothing too used because I hear that stuff can get smelly,
yeah, it gets a little smelly. So that's a good question. Is there any way that people can participate and help out in this? I mean, are they looking for donations or anything?
So what they are looking for donations is Nate has a Kickstarter campaign. They're trying to finance a documentary about this journey and about the community of hockey players in Mongolia. So they can, because it's a really amazing story, really, about this sort of what we think of as a quintessentially Canadian game going all over the world into these really remote corners in a desert in Central Asia on these outdoor ice hockey rinks. and just really connecting with people. So he does have a Kickstarter campaign. If you go to Kickstarter.com and search Mongolia and hockey, I guarantee you it is the only campaign that that will show up.
I hope. Although with Kickstarter, you never know. That might be someone's like new beer cooler. The Mongolian hockey beer cooler.
In this case, I have tried and tested it. I promise you it's the only result.
Mongolian hockey.
Yeah, well, it's really cool. And so Nate tried to kind of crystallize for me what it is about hockey that connects with these people who have no history of hockey and no resources and no skates. And this is what he came up with.
I'm not sure what it is about the game, but I do know that it's so refreshing. You know, we get caught up here in the minor hockey world sometimes about the certain level that kids are playing at and whether they made this team or made that team. These people love it so much that they're willing to play in minus 40 weather with winds blowing across the Mongolian winter desert and traveling all that way. I that's one of the reasons my brother and I feel so fortunate to have been in the game as players and now coaches our entire lives. It's really all we've done as professions, and the fact that amateurs and recreational players love the game so much, it makes us respect and love the game even more, because it's a reminder how pure amateur sport can be, and it's just something that inspires us to keep doing what we're doing.
And no matter how good or how new you are to the game, it is spectacular to get out there and put a puck at the end of a stick and go out and have a laugh with your friends. It can hurt a little bit when you fall down if you don't have the right equipment. So that's great. Good story.
Something to remember this winter.
Catherine Stewart, remember, go to Kickstarter, Mongolia and Hockey. You will find the Kickstarter campaign to help these guys make a documentary of this incredible work that they're doing, this incredible adventure that they are embarking on that will make us fall in love.